If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the podcast. My name is Chris Guillebeau, the host of Side Hustle School. And here we are halfway through January. The month is off to a bang, as they say. I've been hearing lots of great questions and ideas from listeners. This one is a really creative one. Today's caller has an idea to remix a historical event for a new generation. Okay, so they're going to describe it better than I could. It's basically Civil War reenactments, but with video games. Okay, as I said, they'll describe it. My job is to offer feedback on how it might work, practically speaking, and specifically through the lens of a money-making project. Okay, and that's a key point because someone asked me the other day if we feature other kinds of ideas or non-money-making projects or hobbies or charity work. And the answer is no. Like, our focus here is specifically on economic empowerment. Like, I want to help you make money. Okay, there are lots of great projects out there. Not every project you do has to make money. But when you're trying to improve your economic situation, you need to make more money, right? Pretty simple. So that's the lens that we use to decide on which case studies and listener questions to feature, what really works, how can you be inspired, and hopefully also take action. So today's question, the Super Mario Brothers Civil War reenactment. It's coming up after this quick message from our sponsor.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Chris, this is Troy from Honolulu, and I found your show after recently reading $100 Startup. I'm sure you've heard of, like, those Civil War reenactments. Well, I've got an idea that's kind of similar. I think it's kind of cool. I want to recreate some classic video game battles. Imagine playing as Mario in a real-life scenario where you have to go through the castle and defeat Bowser. Or, like Link from The Legend of Zelda, you would have to slash your way through the Lost Woods to assemble the Triforce pieces and eventually challenge Ganon. But you get the idea. There could be some other examples, but what I'm wondering is, what do you think of this as a business idea? Would I get in trouble from using those characters' images? I'm sure there are some technicalities and legalities around that, but We gotta rescue those princesses. Thanks.
Hey, Troy, what's up, man? I love the idea, love the concept. However, you know, as I said, my job to provide some feedback, hopefully helpful feedback, not just it's a great idea, because anybody can tell you it's a great idea. My point is kind of, you know, I don't know that it's going to be the greatest money-making idea. Again, you know, our focus here, our lens with Side Hustle School, where will these reenactments be held? Like, as awesome as they sound, you know, it seems like there might be high costs associated with them. It's also a high-touch kind of event, you know, to put on some kind of classic video game battle with potentially lots of people. You can only run so many of them yourself. And, you know, I could say more here, but you kind of get the idea. Like, it's hard to make money with this. Like, what is the revenue model? Of course, people will pay to participate, but you might need more than that, right? And unfortunately, like, this isn't the only problem. So that's why I won't stay on that, because, you know, as to whether you could get in trouble for using the images of Nintendo characters, yes, you could, basically, for a commercial project like this. And you probably won't, you know, get in trouble, at least as long as you aren't very successful with your project. But that's not really good news, right? Because it means that just as soon as you start to be successful, then you start getting unfriendly letters from Nintendo's attorneys, who can be fiercer than Bowser. Actually, I don't know if that last part is true, but whenever possible, you want to avoid getting letters from lawyers. Okay, so for multiple reasons, I think this is an awesome idea, a very fun idea that might be best saved for the list of awesome, fun ideas that you considered before you found your winning one. And I say that as a fan of these classic video games. So just keep thinking, and of course, let me know how it goes. Listeners, if you've got an idea or a question or some feedback, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll be featuring them throughout the year. Got a big year planned for you, along with updates from listeners as they launch and grow their projects. So much is on the way. I hope you subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is, once again, Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.